T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got much more on the NFL here and now with one of my favorites, the senior ESPN NFL writer, Mike Sando. Good enough to step on in to 95.7 The Game, join us, talk a little football. Mike, good to talk to you again, brother. How are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you very much. If you're a betting man and you have to answer this right now, which you do because it's the interview, your 2016 starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers will be?
Might be Blaine Gabbert.
I don't think it's unreasonable to think that based on what we've seen from him. There are moments where it looks like it's starting to come together, and he's certainly outperformed, you know, what we've seen from Kaepernick, pretty much with the same cast of characters around him here. So I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound like the worst idea in the world to me, but how about this? There's also a story today that the Niners might bring Kaepernick back. So with all the weird leaks.
Oh, they sure could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to diminish your options. And the truth of the matter with Kaepernick is you're not going to save – you're going to save money by getting rid of him, but you're going to still have a big chunk on the books. You know, it's not like you just get out from under everything. So Gabbert, you know, isn't going to be overly expensive. You could probably find a way to do it, have multiple options. You know, one thing that's different for Blaine Gabbert is there's no expectations. You know, when you come in as the guy, you feel that all through camp, and it's different, and everyone's asking you questions, and you're suddenly accountable in a different way. And, oh, by the way, every team you play now really watches every game and has a beat on you a little more, and it gets harder. So it's been really refreshing, I think, to see, you know, him come in, revive his career a little bit. You know, he looks good, and I thought it was kind of funny that he was scoring on a long run. You know, that's what you kind of had hoped you'd see from Kaepernick more lately, and here's Gabbert doing it. So he's got it going right now, and you might as well see what you can do with him because Kaepernick's done for the year. There's nothing really to decide, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was a victory that was sort of steeped in irony because he looked more like Colin Kaepernick than Colin Kaepernick's been able to look like this year, and I really feel that one of the, you know, when you try to add up what went wrong with the development of Colin Kaepernick is that they didn't just try to turn him into a pocket passer. They took away his nuclear option as they were doing it. They were so hesitant. He's so hesitant to take off running with the ball, you basically took away his fourth or fifth gear. And I was surprised, you know, he's been playing with the yips, caught in between who he wants to be and who he is. And there's Gabbert playing to his instincts, and it's working for him.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you're a young player and you've enjoyed great success, I don't know if this is true with Kaepernick, but it's easy. I'm at the Redskins Cowboys game, and I was just talking to someone about this down on the field about RG3. You know, when you have success early and you're young, you kind of probably think you got things figured out, right? I mean, we all thought we had things figured out when we were 25 years old anyway. And when you have that type of success, you know, maybe some of these guys, for very different reasons, you know, maybe a Johnny Manziel, maybe a Robert Griffin, maybe a Colin Kaepernick, they're not similar in terms of maybe what's holding them back, but you taste a little bit of humble pie and have to sort of reinvent yourself, maybe find out what you're really made of and where you need to improve. Maybe that's happened to Blaine Gabbert, who was handed the keys and a lot of money coming out of college and really struggled in the role. And now maybe he's had some time to deconstruct himself, you know, and come back a better player.
Mike Sando joining us from ESPN.com. And, you know, we look at this team and it's a work in progress, and no one should walk out of Chicago thinking like, okay, everything's just fine now, back to the winning ways. There's a lot that's still wrong with the 49ers, but I tell you, looking for little bright spots in a dark season. Sean Drone, this guy looks like he belongs. He's proof of how hard it is to make a roster in the NFL. He really is. That guy can play. I think the Niners should seriously think about bringing him back next year to compliment Carlos Hyde, who might be out until next year.
Yeah, I mean, they need options at that position. And when I think, Hyde sure looked good, but when I think of like when Kaepernick really had it going, I mean, they had a lot of backs, a lot of good backs, at least productive at the time with that offensive line. And so you're still going to want an offense that position is featured prominently. You know, I think that's the formula anyway. You know, I know we talked about the position being devalued, but you need guys who can carry the ball and take the pressure off of your quarterback. And so, you know, the more guys you got, same thing at quarterback for the 49ers. You know, they just need to have enough guys in the mix before you really find out what they all really are, so that you have options.
The Seattle Seahawks woke up yesterday and for the first time in a long time looked like a real scary, well-built football team. Is it coming together for Seattle now? Is this someone? I mean, the way that Russell Wilson's been playing, he sure has answered his critics that were barking like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I would say, you know, defensively, I don't think they're as good as they've been at their best. And that shows sometimes when you play a Ben Roethlisberger. You know, I don't think they necessarily have the upper hand against the great offenses in the league. Now, you know, against Minnesota, Minnesota is not built to play from behind. You know, they're built to run it and limited number of pass attempts to your quarterback and play good defense. So when they fell behind, they're in trouble. But I think you hit the nail on the head with Wilson. I think Russell Wilson has been dialed in for 3 weeks in a row. You look at his numbers the last 3 weeks, there's something different about him. I don't know if someone got in his ear. I don't know if he's sort of getting tired of the chatter around him a little bit, you know, being the $30 million man, the Hollywood girlfriend, you know, kind of Mr. Hollywood a little bit. And now he just seems to be totally dialed in from a football standpoint. And it's kind of, I don't know how coincidental it is, you know, Marshawn Lynch and Jimmy Graham are out. And suddenly this team looks like a team. It's interesting to me because when they struggled a little bit, you know, all the questions, a lot of them after the game was, hey, you need to get more touches for Marshawn, or what are you doing to work Jimmy Graham in? Hey, this was just a great team effort, and there's been a couple of them now in a row. So you wonder, can they keep it going? And then Graham's obviously not coming back, but at a certain point, you know, Lynch will be healthy again, and is that you just add him in and go, or what? You know, how do you handle that? Because the other guy's playing really well too.
Mike Sando, senior ESPN NFL writer here on 95.7 The Game. And I felt at the end of, well, in peak Michael Jordan career, that he was the default MVP. Like, you want to peel away from Jordan 1 year and give it to Karl Malone or Charles Barkley. Like, yeah, all right. But it feels like almost it's token to do that because it's Jordan's world and everyone lives in it, even as they're winning MVPs. And that's the way I feel about Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady is the default setting for MVP of the NFL pretty much every year he's played during the last decade. Cam Newton, though, is having that sort of season that bumps the default off the setting. Is he your MVP right now, Cam Newton?
Oh, I think he's gaining in it. You know, I would say the first half of their season, he wouldn't have even been close in my discussion. I think he did a nice job and stepped up when they needed it, but they really were a team winning with defense. I think over the last, you know, month, maybe it's more than that, 5-6 games, he's probably been MVP caliber, and I'd consider it. But what about Carson Palmer? I mean, Carson Palmer is in an offense that, you know, really requires – he's having a great passing season.
Yeah.
And has the whole year for a team that's 10-2. They are good on defense, but I think that Carolina's in another world on defense. So let's just see, I guess, how it plays out down the stretch. If Cam Newton keeps this up, he's really, really going to be gaining. I just think that Palmer's kind of done it the whole year, been the driving force for them the whole year, and he might be my guy. I think Brady would have been a good choice and still is a great choice, kind of like Bill Belichick. He rarely wins the Coach of the Year, even though he's probably the Coach of the Year every year. Or most years, he has to go like 15-1 to win it, or 14-2. But you know, I think it's harder for Brady to play at the highest level when Gronkowski's out and they don't have the weapon. But I think it really puts a strain on him, and it's harder for him. I feel like Carson Palmer's really in stride right now, and has been all year.
I tell you what, if we wanted to take quarterbacks out of the equation, though, Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh is just like having a wide receiver year for the ages here. I mean, this guy's insane.
Yeah. Perfect situation because he's a great player. They pass the ball 70% of the time. Their running back's out, and they have other weapons who you have to pay attention to. So, and then great rapport with Ben Roethlisberger. They've been together a long time. You know, he's interesting about Antonio Brown is, you know, when you think about the prototypical number one elite receiver, you think about the 6'2 guy, the 6'3 guy, the physical freak. This is somebody who's made himself into a dominant player with his competitive spirit, with his preparation, with his talent, who doesn't have that just unbelievable physical skill set from a size standpoint. I think that's pretty special.
Mike, I want to wrap up with this. We saw a very different contrast in styles in terms of quarterback play in Oakland yesterday. You have the almost scared to make a mistake Alex Smith, who plays functionally very, very well. Same old Alex as we've always known. And we have the young pup in Derek Carr, who might be a little bit too eager to make a play and makes a mistake every now and then because of that. Who would you rather have? The savvy veteran quarterback who's been
Carr. I'd much rather have Derek Carr. Well, I think, number one, I think Alex Smith, we know what he's going to be, and that's what he's going to be. I think that Derek Carr, in his second year, you can already see the career arc is heading way higher, and I think he just probably does more physically throwing the ball. And the thing about Alex, I don't know why, but you know, it could be just because he changed coordinators and was afraid to make a mistake for so long. He really has that governor on him that prevents him from making many interceptions, but also limits the, you know, the positive plays probably too. Now that has changed lately. He's been really, really good. You know, they've been a top five team the last probably 6 weeks, and right. He's been really, really, really efficient over that span. But
you can see he's starting to trust Macklin
over that. They're a lower number. So to me, there's just no question. When you look at Derek Carr, okay, I've got his game by game on my screen right here in the Redskins press box. And I've ranked his games from best to worst in terms of his stats. Okay. And in his best 1, 2, 3, 4, his best 6 games, they're 5-1. And in his worst 6 games, they're 0-6. What does that tell you about his team? He has an off day or an average day, they can't win. And I think that is a measure to some degree of, you know, how much a team is reliant on its quarterback. There's other teams that are so good on defense or running game or special teams that even when their quarterbacks have off days, they're in it or they even win the game. But the you know, you'd expect a rookie like Carr, a second-year guy like Carr, to be up and down a little bit, and he has been. And when he's been down, they don't have a chance.
And when he's up, they look like an actual football team for the first time in 12 years.
Yeah, Mike, they score 30 points when he's up.
Yeah, Mike, great stuff, man. Thank you as always. Appreciate your time from the Redskins press box. A Monday night game only a mother could love, or an NFC East honk could love. Thanks so much, Mike.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Damon.
Absolutely. You can follow him on Twitter at @SandoESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.